This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Give BT and Sal a call to talk New York sports at 888-808-1019. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
Of his back problem, couldn't sit.
Mattingly rips one down the line and deep and... A home run for Don Mattingly in the game that could send him to the first postseason of his 12-year career. He finds the stroke that so many said was gone. It is 5-0 Yankees in the fifth. There isn't a player or anyone or Yankee fan in this ballpark that doesn't understand the implication to the spirit of this team and their captain for what just took place at Sky Dome.
That was a tremendous call. That was, of course, Al Troutwig, one of the, you know, Al's one of those people that you, and I happen to know him a little bit. I don't want to overstate it. I know some people really knew him. But the Al that I knew was awesome. But when you listen to somebody for a long time, you feel like you know him. Like there's other people that I've listened to. Like I don't know Keith Hernandez. I don't know Keith, but you know, just you know, going back and forth watching baseball every night, I feel like I know Keith a little bit, right? And I think Al Troutwig kind of emits and admitted for many the same thing, like, you know, Knicks, Rangers, Olympics, just an easy delivery. And to me, that's he was in the Yankee booth for a couple of years, man. You know, before Kay and some other iterations took over. Like, Al was there, and Al was there for the Yankees with Mattingly. When I'm watching, you know, I'm in high school, I'm playing, my Yankees aren't very good. And I don't have a whole lot. You know, I got Mattingly, and I got Kevin Moss for about 3 months, and it's kind of it for a couple of years. And Al was in the middle of a lot of that. So that call against Toronto, God, when Mattingly crushed that ball, that was awesome. Great call. Good job finding that, Hoff. There you go. All right, BT and Sal, 888-808-1019. Back to the calls here in a sec. So did you see, this is a good job by the digital team here on the FAN Twitter account. And did I retweet it? I don't know. If I didn't, it's out there. Just go to FAN or I'll retweet it as well. Yeah, I did. I just retweeted. I did. I forgot that I did it. I just did it. Did it like 4 minutes ago. And they have a lot of the guys at the station. They superimpose beards on us. And wow, what a motley looking crew this is. Good God. Let me first say who looks. Look at Sal. Hop, did you see Sal? Did you see what they did to Sal? Wow. I mean, Sal might look the worst. Well, no, Jerry Recco looks the worst. They did Jerry dirty. They did Sal dirty. Gio looks fine. I mean, Boomer just looks old and like Santa, but he looks good, stately. Keith looks real good. I mean, they did Keith well. He's got the long hair. He's got the beard. Keith, that is groomed. Loogie looks pretty good. Al just looks like a pervert. Al just looks, you want to avoid that guy. Ev looks okay. I know everybody always bags on Ev, like what he wears and how he looks. Some people do. I think he looks pretty good with the beard. Not bad.
Very red.
It's true. Like Justin Turner. Tiki looks, I don't know, he looks Amish. See Tiki?
Yeah, but Tiki's is more like tilted to the side. Like yeah, they kind of yeah. screwed that one up. No offense, Kaplan.
That's
screwed
true. That because, one up. Because Tiki's so vain. Like Tiki would take, or if Tiki had a beard, like Tiki would have a ruler.
Oh, yeah.
Like that to make sure that the uneven. Inch.
Yeah. I mean, come on, dude. Whoever did that, you know.
Let's see. Marash. Honestly, Marash looks good. They gave him.
McMonica looks the best, to be honest with
you. Well, I'm getting a C-Mac. C-Mac looks pretty good. Marash looks good. He's got, what is that thing?
The mohawk. He's got the hawk.
It looks good. Like a flannel, just a loose-fitting flannel. It looks fine. Yeah, C-Mac looks like either an incredibly intense, like, jiu-jitsu instructor or a bouncer who was praying that something happens. He is just waiting for somebody to drop a drink or to get sloppy so he could crack him. Again, I think Sal looks the worst. They just made Sal look like a doof.
It doesn't look like Sal.
I
didn't know who that was at first.
Me either. All right, I mean, I look awful. First of all, they gave me a forehead that's just way too big. I don't mind the beard they gave me. But they gave me hair and Sal, too. I guess they did us pretty dirty, right? Yeah, I mean, you're looking at me. It's easier for you to comment on me than me on me. What do you see?
Yeah, you have hair on your head, which is not normal.
No, it's not. That's not good. Again, who looks the most normal? I would say C-Mac. Chris, Gio, Loogie, and Keith. Those are my bets and my choices for they. Not that they look the best, but they look okay and they look fairly normal. All right, let me get Eric in Rivervale, BT and Sal. Eric, what's happening?
BT, how are you, brother?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, dude, I think they did you and Sal pretty dirty. And just giving you guys hair, that was the myth, man. Oh. They should have just kept you guys the same, put the facial hair on and called it a day.
Yeah, I'm not looking good. I am not looking good. Ugh. They may be a little thicker than I am, too. I mean, unless that's an old picture. But my weight doesn't fluctuate that much. I don't even think I look good. My body looks good. Whatever. Who cares? Go ahead.
Just having a little fun. Nothing wrong. You know, it's Gronk for you, right? I mean, this whole AI world we live in.
Yeah.
At any rate.
Yeah.
Before I get to the Yanks, real quick, you mentioned John Hughes earlier. Man, what a legend, dude. I mean, you brought up probably a blast from the past. Some of the greatest movies of our generation, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, man. It's one of my favorites.
That's funny. What a great movie. It's not, I liked it a lot. I'm not putting it up quite as high as you, but it was, I mean, first of all, the actors in it were awesome. And it was good. It was really good.
So on the Yanks, you actually, as I called in, hit exactly what I was concerned about and wanted to chat with you about, which is Giancarlo Stanton. I mean, this injury with him is not new news, right? So, that's the other part. Like, I think some people forget. Like, he dealt with these injuries all last year, both of his elbows with the tendonitis. And I don't really foresee, how that changes, how they're going to do anything that's going to, make that go away. I mean, he's just going to have to deal with the pain throughout the year. So I agree with you that we're probably not going to see this guy much at all. I mean, usually we're waiting for mid-season. This guy goes down for the better part of, 2 or 3 months. Now, who knows? And that, to me, just has to increase the urgency on Cashman to fill that spot at third base and then figure out what we're doing at DH. I mean, there's no time to wait. I mean, there really isn't. C-Mac kind of got me on this, and it was his take, so I'm not going to take credit for it.
Okay.
But I had thought, the All-Star break, the Yanks don't have any urgency. That's not true anymore. They really do need to move, and somebody's going to get Arenado. It definitely needs to be us.
Well, I mean, listen, the only thing that I like Arenado, and I would like to see them do that. I'm going to push back on the urgency of it. I mean, it's not even March yet. Now, I think, Stanton, if you said, hey, listen, give me an over-under game Stanton plays, I'm going under 50. Like I said before, Eric referenced what I said. It just feels like, this could be a 2019 situation where he played less than 20 games. Well, you can't even pick up a bat on the first day of spring training, and now they're sending you from Tampa, more testing. It's not a good start. It's a very ominous sign, obviously. So I'm not banking on Stanton at all. But, I mean, why do it now? I mean, I know the Red Sox are going to be better. And, you know, Baltimore lost something. Toronto, whatever. The Rays, whatever. I mean, the Yankees are going to win with their pitching and with their higher-level play. Yankees are a 90-something win team. I think the Yankees are going to be really good. Now, they're not complete. And they might not ever become complete. They might not get a third baseman. You know, who knows where some of the young kids are in a couple of months, like the Wellses, the Dominguezes. I'm less concerned about. I think Wells is going to be a beast. You know that if you listen to the show. But there are some things that if I'm running the Yankees now, I would probably let play out before I do something wacky. And, yeah, I mean, it's easy to do it on the radio. Go get Arenado. Go get him. I mean, even if I'm Cashman, am I jumping through hoops to do that now? I don't know. I play the long game. All right, St. Louis, you know, you said you had to get rid of him. Take off $10 million. You got a deal. It's plain chicken. It's business. They don't need to jump now. This is not like the Jets or the Giants but starting the season without a quarterback, a functional quarterback. The Yankees have a lot of weapons, and they have the best rotation, I believe, one through whatever, in baseball. So they'll be fine. And I'll have to address it at some point. Not yet. But yeah, not a good sign with Stan. All right, that'll do it. Got to bounce. Great job with the calls. Appreciate Dove. Appreciate Hoff. Good work out of you. Evan and Tiki next. See you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Have a great Monday, everybody. Bye-bye.